gets homogenized and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by for world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I got all 50 states during the break.
No, you didn't. I did. It's funny.
You clicked on the wrong one.
We said Wisconsin came up. And he pointed to Minnesota.
No,
clicked Minnesota.
Dude, Wisconsin is right beside Michigan. Minnesota's on the other side of Wisconsin. Everybody knows that.
I know. Yeah, apparently you don't. You got 49 and 50. That's good. No, it's not bad. Dude, I mean, it's not bad.
I should have been doing a click. I pointed to Wisconsin. You clicked on Minnesota.
You did not.
I most certainly did.
Mickey, hand to God, you pointed to the wrong state.
No.
I'm telling you.
You misread my fat finger. Everybody knows Wisconsin is right because Milwaukee is right there near Chicago. Illinois.
You know what? Have your wife bring home one of those puzzles. You can fill it out. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll get 50-50.
Let me put it to you like this, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Milwaukee and Chicago are really close to each other. Wisconsin's right above Illinois. Wisconsin is just west of Michigan and Minnesota. Let me put it to you like this. One of my very good friends in the world is from Minnesota.
I can't believe you missed it then.
I didn't miss it.
You missed
it. You clicked on the wrong one.
No, sir. No. You pointed to the wrong one.
I got all 50.
Meredith, if you're listening, please bring one of those puzzles home and help him practice tonight, and we can work on it tomorrow.
Hand to the Lord, hand to the sky, whatever.
You got missed all 50. It, brother.
Nope.
Strike him down now.
No.
Strike him now. He missed it.
One.
49 of 50 is not bad. That's a passing. 50, that's an 50. A. That's an A. You got 91%.
Whatever. Let me get our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report with a guy I know is much more honest than Zach Orr over there. My good friend Tyler Vissen checks in. Good morning, Tyler. How you doing, man?
Hey, good, Mickey. How are you guys doing this morning?
We couldn't be better. I got a little outdoors in me, and sometimes I don't. Nowhere near as much as most everybody else. I'll ask you this. Let me ask Zach beforehand. Zach, do you know what frost seeding is?
What frost seeding is?
Yeah.
No, not off the top of my head.
Me either. Tyler, what in the world is frost seeding?
So frost seeding is a great cost-effective way to put some last-minute food plots in for turkey season. We get a lot of calls in March saying, you know, how can we improve our food plots last-minute to get a good food plot for turkey season? And there's really no way to get the seed to grow quickly. So during this time in the winter when we're going through this freeze-thaw cycle in our South Carolina soils, it's a great way to broadcast some seed, which, again, is cost-effective because you're cutting down on the labor and equipment costs. But basically what you're doing is you're just broadcasting cool season seeds like red clover, white clover, wheat, and oats in spots in your food plots. And when the soil freeze-thaws, it pushes soil from the top layer to the top, which is called heaving, when that soil is now, that bare soil is now on the top. And once it thaws, once the temperatures reach the higher temperatures in March and everything starts thawing, then that seed-to-soil contact that you created from broadcasting the seed is going to then germinate, and that's going to give you a good last-minute food plot for turkey season. And this can be done now up until about the first couple weeks of March when everything starts warming up and we lose those frosts that we're depending on for this frost seeding process to work.
Man, who's smart enough to come up with that? Like somebody really, really, really intelligent comes up with that idea.
A lot of trial and error, I guess.
Yeah. And now that affects obviously for deer season.
Not so much deer season because we rely on our fall and summer food plots for deer season. But you know, people are they might have work or they might have something come up in the fall and winter when they can't get a good spring food plot in. So if they're relying on that last-minute technique to get a good food plot, then they can always call us or they can do it themselves, really.
I got you.
Just to get this last-minute food plot in for a good turkey season.
Turkey season. I got you for that. And you guys, it's part of it. Like, you think you guys only sell, you guys help manage and help prepare land. That's really cool as well. And I got your email yesterday, and I went on the website, as I do all the time on Thursday nights, and again, You guys, it's hard to see you guys get dressed up on some of those profile shots you do on there. But the other thing is, I just noticed, and I kind of do a little dreaming on there, man. Like, I look at some new drivers every once in a while. I know a lot of people look at new guns and new fishing equipment, whatever. I look at some of those lands, some of those beautiful plots, some of those beautiful long driveways you guys have, and really, the inventory looks amazing right now.
It does. And Linda's moving really well, and you know, I talk to the guys in the office, and we're really busy. Contracts are flying through the office right now, and Linda's really moving well. So if we can ever help anyone either buy or sell property, then they can reach us at 864-631-2770. And, of course, they can always look at our website if they're looking to upgrade a farm, or maybe they're looking for that first piece of property to purchase. They can visit our website at www.janksincrealty.com.
I love it, man. That's great stuff. And if you can call you guys and learn more about frost seeding. Really good stuff. Hey, Tyler, man, stay warm. Great weekend this weekend, by the way. Maybe get out on the lakes, maybe fish a little bit, a little 62 and 64 degrees this weekend. That wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That fishing is going to start improving with the warmer weather. It's a little easier to get outside now, too, with that nicer weather coming in. But the last thing I wanted to mention is just, you know, if you have the opportunity to go out small game hunting, it's a great way to fellowship with your friends and family. You know, these party hunts where a lot of guys go out in the woods all together and they have a chance to talk and maybe have a lunch afterward. You know, just a great way to meet new people, introduce the kids to the outdoors maybe for the first time and get them comfortable around firearms and firearm safety. And, you know, it's just a great way, again, just to meet new people and do some fellowship.
Not only that, what a great way to get out of the house, get out of that cabin fever I've been in all week long, you know?
That's right.
And actually get outside a little bit. Hey, Tyler, I appreciate it, man. Stay having a very beautiful weekend, and look forward to talking to you guys soon.
Thanks, Mickey. Same to you.
All right, buddy. He's a nice kid, man. We met him, came up here a couple times. Nice guy. I like Tyler.
Great guy.
Yeah, good dude. What are you chuckling at over there?
Text message extraordinaire. Wisconsin, the land of 10,000 lakes.
Okay, let me set this thing up just for the listeners one more time. Two things. Number one, the way we did it was, it was arbitrarily like a state would come up and you would say, all right, where's Utah? And I'd have to point to it with my fingers on a tiny little map, and I point to it and you click on it.
Mm-hmm.
When I pointed to Wisconsin, obviously it was Wisconsin, Minnesota. They're right side by side. Yeah. You clicked on I pointed to one or whatever. You misread or else I
you pointed to the wrong one. You got it wrong.
No, I know where Wisconsin is. Milwaukee, it's right above Illinois. It's right to the west of Minnesota. I mean, of Michigan. Minnesota's west of it. Jeff Cregan's one of my best friends in the world, is from Minnesota. I know exactly where his mom and dad grew up in the Tri-Cities. I know what it is. Anyway, the other thing is, what in the world are you being so wrong about this? I don't know which president got assassinated now or not.
I don't know what happened. It all got away from us so quickly.
No, us. You're the history major, and you're dead wrong. How many guys got assassinated?
Four.
Did Garfield and McKinley, they get assassinated or not?
Yes.
Okay. Man. Can I know something? Can I tell you something that I know about?
Well, not states, but go ahead.
I got all 50, man. I got all 50. I can't believe you did that. I need you find a way to rig it, man. I need you find a way to rig that
thing. I didn't rig it. You pointed to the wrong one.
No, I should have been able to click on it myself.
We would have been here all day. No. I was able to click Connecticut and Massachusetts correctly, those tiny little states, but I couldn't click
Massachusetts,
the giant ones.
It goes like this.
The little, I could click Rhode Island.
Connecticut's right there too.
Maryland, Delaware, that was easy for me.
Tiny little thing. Delaware's right there beside New Jersey.
Would have been really easy for me to mess up there, wouldn't it? I'm pretty confident with the old mouse over here.
Yeah. Well, you misread what I was pointing my fat finger to. I can tell you that. All right, now.
Land of 10,000 lakes, Wisconsin.
Come on, man. Now,
go pack. Mickey's 50th state denial.
I know all 50. I got them all.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Do it right now.
You go home and practice. We'll do it again tomorrow.
No, do it right now.
I'll do it again tomorrow.
I'm doing the clicker. I'm doing the mouse this time.
I'm doing the mouse this time.
Tell you that much. All right. big. When I say big, I mean huge weekend for Clemson football recruiting this weekend. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you into this?
I'm into it.
Besides Zion.
I don't care about Zion right now. I care about the football guys.
Really? Because you're scared?
I'm terrified of the Zion Williamson announcement tomorrow night.
Two official visitors this weekend. Both of them are the two safeties that Clemson is looking at. The Tigers will bring in four-star Matthew Hill from Snellville, Georgia. He is the seventh best athlete in the country, according to Rivals.com. He is an Auburn commitment. He has been to Auburn last week. He goes to Clemson this week. Auburn wants him as a wide receiver. Clemson wants him as a safety. Tigers need safety help. Need one. Find a way to get one in here. Matthew Hill, one of those. The other big time, the official visit this weekend that we know of right now, Leon O'Neal. He's from Cypress Springs, Texas. Number 117 player in the country. He is the number one safety in the country, according to Rivals.com. That doesn't sound right, does it? I might have written that one down wrong. Anyway, 5.9 on their 6.1 scale. He's been an A&M commitment. After the coaching change, looked around a little bit. He's been to Oklahoma. He has Clemson this week, Georgia next week. The Tigers need a safety. Need a safety really badly. I think that you feel good about Isaiah Simmons. You feel good about Kayvon Wallace. You feel good about Tanner Muse. I feel good about Denzel Johnson. I'd like to have a safety back there. But also, too, if you want to move up Muse or Simmons to that Sam linebacker role or that nickel package role, mm-hmm. you need some depth back there. Both sure. these guys, I think, could come in and play. Be nice to get a safety this weekend. All right? What are you laughing over there now?
Just text message just coming in. It's always good.
All right. They have about 25 or so guys coming in this weekend. Juniors. These are unofficial visits. This is the biggest recruiting weekend for that class of 2019. Of those, according to Paul Strelo, 13 top 250 players are going to be here this weekend. Schedule, you know, weather, you know, guys, you know, that kind of change, fluid situation. But right now, some will be added, some will be taken off. 13 top 250 players here this weekend. 6 top 100 guys here this weekend. And 2 commitments here this weekend. The commitments, Joseph Charlton, who is number 130 player in the country, according to Rivals.com, who's committed to him. He is out of Milton, Georgia, as a safety. And then wide receiver Brandon Spector from Calhoun, a 3-star from Calhoun, Georgia, wide receiver that's committed to him. Both those guys coming in. Perhaps the biggest name coming in, as he told you yesterday on the show, Quinvarius Couch, running back, linebacker, the number 2 player in the country, a 5-star coming in. The rest of the top 100 guys to think about. Frank Ladson is a 6'4 wide receiver out of Miami, a former Florida. I think he committed to Florida before. He's backed out of that now. He's looking around. Clemson, Miami are among his top 2 or 3 schools. He's number 54 in the country. Harry Miller, offensive lineman from Buford, Georgia, the number 48 player in the country, is here this week. All right, I'm going to let you tell that one here in a minute. Number 48 player in the country from Buford, Georgia. The number 45 player in the country, Brandon Smith, from Mineral, Virginia, one of the top defensive ends in America. The number 15 player in the country, 5-star according to some, Owen Papo, maybe, from Loganville, Georgia. We have to get Paul to say that for us there as well. And then finally, cornerback Andrew Booth from Lawrenceville, Georgia, number 70 player in the country. You have a quarterback named Sam Howell from Monroe, North Carolina, that's scheduled to be here. Probably the top quarterback on their board. Told you about the two wide receivers here. 3 really good offensive linemen. Pierce Quick, who is a Alabama commitment, is coming this weekend from Alabama. The other big offensive lineman, Keandre Jones from Hogansville, Georgia, number 124 in the country, is visiting this weekend. A couple of really nice-looking defensive ends outside of Brandon Smith. Kevin Harris out of Loganville, Georgia, Grayson High School, 151 overall, 4-star player. Mike Morris, a Florida State commitment from West Palm Beach, will be here. He's ranked in the top 250 as well. 5 linebackers all come into town, including Jalen Scott from Shelby, North Carolina, Drake Thomas from Wake Forest, North Carolina, Steele Chambers from Roswell, Georgia, and Karen DeLoach from – or Kalen DeLoach from Savannah, Georgia. A couple of big safeties mentioned, Charlton, but Cameron Kelly from Chesapeake, Virginia, number 158 in the country, and J.R. Walker from Elizabeth City, North Carolina, is coming. And then 3 really good cornerbacks, former Florida commitment in Tyrek Stevenson, a reclassified kid from 2020 down to 2019, Sheridan Jones from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and then Andre Booth coming in. Here's what's amazing. 25 guys, not only 13 top 250 guys. Is Quick Pierce a top 250 guys too? I think he is. Not only top 250 guys. I think I might be saying that. Also, you're talking about not only six top 100 guys, of all those players, not one player from the state of South Carolina on a junior day. Again, now these guys had to pay for their official visits, unofficial visits. You got Monroe, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Calhoun, Georgia, Miami, Florida, Riverdale, Georgia, Buford, Georgia, Alabama, Hoganville, Georgia, Virginia, Georgia, West Palm Beach, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, 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 Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, Homestead, Florida. You got guys coming from a long way off and paying their own dime to do it. And they're top, you know, that's tough, in other words, to get that kind of thing there. That shows you that they're recruiting, is cachet the right word? I keep asking you that. Recruiting clout, recruiting power.
I like clout better.
You like clout?
Yes.
Yeah. They get those kind of players in from that far off. That's a really cool deal. And it would be a big, 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 big deal tomorrow. A lot of them will be their first time here. Some of them have been here before. But that's going to be a lot of fun to talk about next week when we reconvene on Monday. So we'll talk about Zion Williamson on Monday and talk about two official visitors and 25 or so juniors coming in. Nice, nice big day. As a reference, last year, let me give you this. Last year on their big Elite Junior Day, Trevor Lawrence was here. Daron Kendrick was here. Xavier Thomas, Josh Belk, Mike Jones, Jake Venables, Kyler McMichael. All those guys were here.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, it was a good haul from those guys. Jordan Adams, who might could have got, he was here. Jamari Sawyer was here. DeAndre Hill was here. Richard Garage. Tyron Vincent, who went to Oklahoma. I went to Ohio State. Stephon Winner went to Alabama. Patrick Surtain and Tyson Campbell were here. Derek Allen, who went to Notre Dame, were here. That was a really good list last year.
Does Clemson walk away with commitments this weekend?
Yes. Let me give you this just as reference. Can you bear with me a second here? Well, read off what you're laughing at me at over there while I count this number stuff here, okay?
That's extraordinary. It's killing me. This Wisconsin-Minnesota just debacle. Hey, he goes, the Minnesota Badgers, Wisconsin Gophers, like everybody knows. He goes, I used to go to Wisconsin for summers as a kid. We would boat on over to the bay to Mexico.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Last year, you had 20 guys in on junior day. Now you're talking about 25. Last year, you got 7 commitments out of it. You got 2 out of this one already. Last year, you had 7 top 100 players, including number 1 and number 3. This year, you got 6 top 100 players. And all together, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Last year, you had 16 top 250 players. And so far, you've got 13. So this, while you don't have Trevor Lawrence and Xavier Thomas, you do have number 2 player coming now. Last year, you had number 1, number 3. So very much in line with what you had last year. Very much in line of all that.
Exciting times in Clemson.
Yeah. Well, rightfully so. Preseason number 1, number 2 next year. 3 straight college football playoffs, national championship game, you know, 2 years in a row, and national champion and 3-time ACC. And, yeah, you can understand why all that's happening, why it's happening at a big deal. All right, when we come back, I want to talk some NFL playoffs with you. I want to know your thoughts about this Tom Brady. How big is the hand stuff, or is that just a, you know, they find a way to get out of it somehow, some way. And I've got a bunch of those text messages and a bunch of the correspondence with you. I'd love to hear from the final segments of the show of the week. 654 Roar, your thoughts about Zion, your thoughts about Clemson basketball, your thoughts about recruiting, thoughts about the PGA Tour, NFL stuff, college basketball stuff. A lot to do in a final couple of segments here. If you're looking for something great to do this weekend, I want to tell you about today and moving forward. They have, on Saturday and Sunday, the folks at Carolina Flooring Specialists are going to be at the Greenville Remodeling Expo at the TD Convention Center in Greenville today from 2 to 7 p.m. They'll be there tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They'll be there Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, when you go by their booth, their display at the Greenville Remodeling Expo, the TD Convention Center, everybody who stops by is going to get a $200 discount card. That's a major chunk of what it's going to cost you anyway. And with your great new garage floor. Carolina Flooring Specialist said, just mention my name, Mickey. Mention WCCP or my name, Mickey, and they're going to give you an extra $50 off. You know, what's Mickey Potter worth to you? $250. That's about it for you, isn't it? It's $250. No, Carolina Flooring Specialists, that's the case. Stop by and see them today, tomorrow, Greenville Expo, or Sunday, Greenville Expo Center, Remodeling Expo at the TD Convention Center, I should say. $250, mention my name with the folks at Carolina Flooring Specialists. We'll take a break, come back for more right after this.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
Vans cost less than Travelers Rest. Save up to $6,000 on 2017 Transit vans at George Coleman Ford. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. If you or your company are looking for a workhorse van designed to get the job done, a 2017 Transit van from George Coleman Ford is what you need. George Coleman Ford, where vans cost less than Travelers Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
It says a lot about a business who served the upstate for 30 years. It says even more when that business, family owned and operated, has continued to grow and take care of thousands of homeowners like you. Roto-Rooter of the Upstate is full service with 24-hour emergency attention to your plumbing issues. 30 years in business, family owned and operated, and proud alumni of Clemson. Roto-Rooter, online at Roto-Rooter SC or call them at 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And wake old troubles down the drain.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I'm going to have an aneurysm over here talking about this. Everybody knows the Cubs and the Brewers are rivals.
Right. Again, the things I was asking myself when you pointed to the wrong state.
Oh, man.
I can go home tonight and rest easy knowing I told the truth on there.
Yeah, I did too. I do want to tell you about my friends at Zero Res, and they've got this unbelievable deal going on at Zero Res right now. And the month of January, I say goodbye, good riddance. Go ahead and get on out of here. Here's the good news about Zero Res is that they are offering this unbelievable deal at Zero Res right now. $109, three rooms, get a hallway, a free hallway with that when you mention my name. Mickey, it's zero res, no harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals. It dries faster. Your carpets stay fluffier longer because it's empowered water. Here at our studio, our carpets, quite frankly, look marvelous. They look great. And yours will as well. Three-room special, $109, free hallway, lowest price you're ever going to see here. Here's how you reach them. 558-7300, 558-7300, zeroresgreenville.com. Make your appointment today. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. You see a text message short there just said? Green Bay, Milwaukee, the Twin Cities. Good. Touche. All right. I'm excited about this one. You're a big Jags fan now. Eric's calling in from Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Mickey Fowler, how you doing, sir?
I couldn't be better. Are you? Is it just Jags fever everywhere in Jacksonville right now? Are you people going crazy down there by the Jags?
It is. And, you know, as I was sitting here waiting on you to pick up, I thought to myself, we're getting old because we go all the way back to the AM days. Now I'm streaming you through my phone as I drive to work in Jacksonville, Florida.
I was going
to
say,
how time flies.
You lived here locally. You can listen to us via the non-streaming thing. I didn't know you lived down there now.
Yeah, I've been down here about a year. I still listen every morning on the way to work.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, when I came down here, first of all, I tell everybody, they just needed a little orange down here. You know, they got Coach Hobby down here.
Yep.
He's got the defense playing great. Hence the name Saxonville. So, yeah, it's kind of funny. Not really an NFL fan. At the beginning of the year, you could get a ticket no problem. But, of course, as this wave has kind of built, the buzz around the city today and, you know, this week has been big. Nobody's buying the Brady stuff. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I think the general consensus is they're playing with house money at this point. Nobody gives them a chance to go up there and beat Belichick and Brady. But it has been fun to be part of the excitement and kind of see it grow.
A lot of fun. What is this Duval chant? I hadn't really seen it. Where did that come from? Is that, like, prominent in Jacksonville?
So, it's actually Duval is the county that the stadium is in.
Okay.
I was kind of like you when I first moved down here. I thought, who is this Duval guy? But, no, when it's win one for Duval, it's Duval County where the team is.
All right. I think I'm right with saying this. Isn't Jacksonville the largest city in the country?
It is, and something that's a little different, you know, I kind of deal with law enforcement and stuff in my job. There is not actually a Jacksonville city, if you will. So it's just kind of Duval County and everything around here kind of falls into one big group.
But there is, it is, I mean, it's a city limit. The whole county is a city limits, in other words.
Basically,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I'll tell you, you know, somebody that I never spent much time down here, we really enjoy it. You know, being 10 miles from the beach doesn't hurt. But there is definitely a buzz around here, and I've thought about calling some since I've been down here, but I thought today's the day, and I hope we get Zion.
Well, have a great day. Let me ask you this, Eric, right quick. What is the perception of Clemson in Jacksonville? Is it different than he thought it would be? What's the respect level? What do people think about Clemson and Jacksonville?
There is definitely a healthy respect for them. You know, I've made some pretty good friends that are, you know, big time Florida State fans. I've actually become pretty good friends with a guy that was a captain on the Florida 2006 national championship team, and definitely a healthy respect for them. Of course, as we went into the ACC championship game, you know, all of the, there was more of the U as the year grew. And I kept telling them leading up to that game that U was going to stand for uh-oh because they weren't going to be ready for what Clemson unleashed on them. But, there is a healthy respect. And a couple of my friends that are big FSU fans, they told me they have a ticket for the game for me down here, which is great. But one of the guys, when Wilkins and Bryant and Farrell all announced they were coming back, I was getting texts from you know, different friends down here saying, you know, well, it looks like that when you go to the game with us, it's going to be a win for Clemson. They were as happy as we were that those three guys came back. They were as equally disappointed.
All right, is Jacksonville, is it more of a Florida town, Florida State? I know you got some Georgia down there. How's it break down percentage-wise of college fans down there?
You know, interestingly enough, this year you would think that it would have been more of a Miami town, but that's just because of the success that Miami was having this year. I think if I had to lean it one way, I would say there's more Florida fans here in Miami, here in Jacksonville, than any of the other ones. But this year, you know, just because Florida and Florida State were having such bad years, it was definitely a lot more of the U going around.
Good stuff, man. Hey, now that we got you, now you know down there, hopefully let's talk some Super Bowl. Hopefully talk about the Jags winning up in New England this weekend.
Yeah, it would be awesome. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm a Texans fan by default. You know, as long as Deshaun Watson's playing quarterback in the NFL, that's probably the team that I will pull for. I was really disappointed that he was hurt when they came here in December, because I had some buddies, actually one of our mutual friends from the Friday Lunch Club was going to come down. We were going to go to that game. But, you know, with him being hurt and they played so bad after that, you know, we ended up not going. But it would be something if they won. I don't know as far as all-time upsets what it would be. But considering where they were picked at when the season started and where they are now, it would be a huge upset. So I definitely look forward to watching the game. And, you know, they say defense travels, so we'll see.
Should be good stuff, man. Hey, don't be a stranger. I'm glad to hear from you. Didn't know you were down there, but I'm glad to hear from you.
All right, thanks, Mickey. Have a great day, brother.
All right, buddy, you too. It's your good friend, Eric. Used to call all the time here, and now he's down in Jacksonville. Didn't realize that was the case. I have a text question here on our healthcare text line of how many five stars has South Carolina ever signed? And I only go just for the rivals.com just to keep it. I'm pretty consistent as a Rivals guy and a believer in what Rivals and how the rankings go. They had they signed Jadeveon Clowney in 2011. He was definitely a five star. In 2010, they had Marcus Lattimore. That's two. Let me keep going here to where they had in 2000. Demetrius Summers in 2003 was one. The rival stuff goes back to 2002. That's what you can search for 2002. Randy Jackson was a five-star. He was a defensive tackle out of Millersville, Georgia, originally out of Lancaster. Daryl Slay was a five-star. Did either of those guys play a down or do anything there? And Ricardo Hurley was a five-star. In 2002, we were just passing out five stars like they were flapjacks or something. We're just throwing those games around there. But they had three that year in 2002. And then, like I said, in 2003, had Demetrius Summers. I want to make sure I've got 2004 and all these guys right. Nobody in 2004. Nobody in 2005. I thought Chris Culliver was one. Let me check, see where he was. Nobody in 2006. Let me see 2007 here. Just to make sure, right, by saying this. Yeah, Chris Culliver in 2007. So they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 five stars. Now, was Ricardo Hurley, Daryl Slayer, Randy Jackson? No, they weren't. Culliver, quite frankly, really wasn't either, even though he played in the NFL. Summers could have been, you know, whatever, but definitely. And I would have thought that Alshon Jeffrey was a five-star, but Rivals had him as a four-star, I think, through some of that. So that's where they are with South Carolina answering the question of how many five-stars they've signed in their day. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'm buying in this Jags thing a little bit. Part of me says, though, it's going to be like typical AFC the last 12 years or whatever, where every single lucky break, every single call, you know what I'm saying, is comes down to Patriots just getting some sort of break somehow, some way. So, I mean, you can see that happening, right? The officials every single penalty happens to be a big penalty against the opponent. You get a first down. Oh, holding. Number 74 on the offense. Repeat third down. You know, defensive pass interference. You know, fourth and 24. Defensive holding. You know, you get all those, right? Mm-hmm. Block, punch, mm-hmm. return. It's like, I don't know. Every single Patriots game looks the same to me. It's like, I think the other team has a chance. I think the other team might even be better and more talented, and you get some momentum, and then right late the second quarter, they get a touchdown right before half, and you get a big penalty to start the second half. And then, you know, does it look like that way to you? Like, every single Pats game looks the same. You think there's a chance. Any chance this weekend?
There's always a chance. Like he said, Eric, I believe his name was, defense does travel.
Yeah.
Fournette will be playing this weekend. If his ankle can hold up, he can be effective against that Patriots defense. And then you got to see if Blake Bortles can do something. Can he throw for a couple of passes at the beginning of the game like he did against Pittsburgh and get them out to a hot start? Or is he going to be the Blake Bortles that we've seen throughout the season where he's kind of not good?
Let me test you on something here.
Yeah.
If I called a Jacksonville upset right now and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
How big of a penalty would I pay on Monday?
How big of a penalty?
Mm-hmm.
Not as big as the Zion call.
So, if they don't win, I'm trying to play my odds here and see what my repercussions are.
No, nobody expects them to win.
You're not going
to
throw up my face. I'm not going to guarantee you a win. How about that? But I'm going to say the Jaguars will play really, really good and have a chance to win. How about that?
I think they'll play well. I think they'll be prepared to show up, yes.
All right. I think we'll get to that. I'm with down with that one. On the other side of it,
Minnesota and Philly.
I believe in that defense, and I believe in the home crowd. I would really believe in it if the weather was going to be worse. Really surprisingly, here we are in fairly late January in two northern cities, and the weather's not going to be a big factor, either one of them.
Yeah, if they play this game during the middle of the week, it would have been a huge factor.
But a huge factor.
It was snow and it was bitter cold, but it's warm enough for the weekend for the game, so we'll see.
A Florida team traditionally has not done well in bad weather climates, and the Jags get a break. Dome teams, and I don't know these stats, but you've seen the stats before. Dome teams, like Minnesota, don't do well in bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
These teams get a break, man. Don't be surprised.
Minnesota's a team of destiny.
You think? Just because of Super Bowl?
You don't have what happened last week and not be a team of destiny. You don't have a 61-yard walk-off touchdown with time. I mean, you don't do that.
I'm believing it, man. I'm starting to believe it now a little bit. I like the idea of having a home team. We've had it before, but not in a home stadium. In other words, like the Rams played it, but it wasn't a home stadium.
I would be giddy over the thought of a Jacksonville-Minnesota Super Bowl.
Or
giddy.
The idea that you're going to pull for the other, whoever plays the Pats like crazy. You're in that boat with me. Anybody but the Pats.
No, yeah. Anybody but New England.
All right, we'll take our final break of the show. I'd love for you to come back. Final segment, Mickey Pollard Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
If it's on the water, it's at the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. I'll be live with Road Rage Friday, January 26th from 3 to 7. See the latest boat models from fishing to personal watercraft. It's bigger than ever, the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Retirement Funding Advisors is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations effective, it's very important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Many advisors don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having worked with retirement plans for over 30 years, Rick and Carson Vaughn have the knowledge and experience needed to make sure you have a successful 401k plan. Call Carson today at 430-8544.
Share your wisdom, or whatever it is you call that. 654-7627.
Call now!
654-ROAR.
Yeah!
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment of the show. I've got a big Brady's Action Forgiveness Award coming up. So I want to talk about that, but let me tell you right now about my friends at Trail and how things work. The design build has so many advantages. You get easily or early guaranteed pricing, and that's big for so many different aspects of what you're trying to build and who else building it. The flexibility, the open book aspect of it, the idea that you get multiple solutions and you can take advantage of the expertise. And listen to Neil Workman explain the concept and how it works. It really is amazing, and it really doesn't surprise me that 85% of their annual volume comes from repeat clients. The idea that you're working side by side with your design build and the single source delivery. Neil, I love this when Neil, and I believe this and I see this, Neil says they've done so many buildings. They've done over $1 billion worth of buildings in the region. And he says, you know, someone said, well, you think about the impact that you had in the upstate and look at these buildings. He goes, but you know, when I look at the buildings, I don't look at the building. I look at the relationship I had of the, you know, of the person on the church building committee that I had a relationship with and what they're going through at the time with their family or the relationship I had with the person on a school board or the person I had of a doctor building a building and what he was looking for, what she was looking for in designing and building their building. The single source delivery works, and it works because of how it's set up, but also works because of the great people and the great relationships you're going to have with Trail. Get in touch with them very early in the process, Trail, TREATO.com, 800-319-7006, and learn the difference between the delivery methods and why the single source delivery method and the design build is the way to go with Trail, 800-319-7006. I wanted to give a fairly long Brady's Action Forgiveness Award here, my friend. I'll tell you about who Brad's sponsoring here in a second. But, you know, we forgive someone every single day. Today I want to forgive the NCAA and Mark Emmert. He was in Indianapolis yesterday. They just wrapped up the NCAA convention. And he said yesterday that the NCAA plans in response to charges of bribery and fraud and corruption all throughout men's basketball. And this is the first time that he's met with the membership since the arrest of the assistant coaches at four schools and the firing of Rick Pitino. And Emmert said the responsibility falls on the leaders of college athletics to restore faith in their mission. And all this kind of sounds kind of good. He said in his address, quote, scandals that call into question our commitment to academic integrity make whatever praise we have for our highest graduation rates ring pretty hollow. And we have to recognize that we can't dance around those things. We can't make excuses for them. How do we respond? Well, I think first of all, by not retreating from it, by getting it under or by getting underneath our desks. He says, we've all made a commitment to have meaningful change, not trivial change, in place by tip-off of 2018. Part of it is that the Commission on College Basketball, directed by former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, has met regularly in recent months and sought to input to sports relationships with professional leagues and agents and apparel companies in youth basketball. And all this sounds great. He said that, Emmert said that, what we saw from the FBI investigation is Exhibit A for demanding action. A coach allegedly takes a bribe in order to steer students to a place that's trusted in that coach to steer the young man from financial advisor who is going to bilk him out of money is disgusting. It's corruption. It is wrong. And it feeds to all the cynics. Now, Henderson State President Glenn Jones said, if you look at the issues today, they just didn't exist 14 years ago. We weren't talking about diversity and inclusion. We weren't talking about taking seriously responsibility of sexual harassment. Online gambling didn't exist. All these things come on the horizon and result in the NCAA being on the defensive and being very reactionary. Emmert says that one thing to make a decision here at the convention in a committee meeting room, it's an entirely different thing to stick to it on game day when the pressure's on you. We have to fight against all the drift because the core values of college athletics are worth protecting. And I agree with all that. Here's the reason I forgive him. Everybody knew it was going on for years. We didn't just stumble upon this. Everybody knew it for years in college basketball. Mark Emmert knew it. Now, he might not have known all the dirty details of how the sausage was made, but we all knew there was sausage being made. Everybody... To a man, I can tell you right now, time after time after time again, I talk to college football coaches and go, man, yeah, it's pretty bad here, but nowhere near what basketball is. And basketball coaches, yeah, what's happened to AAU, what's happened to shoe companies. We knew this. Everybody knew it. Maybe not to the extent, maybe not the dollar amount, maybe not, but we knew the influence that was going on. And we try to act like that just because somebody got caught at doing it, the FBI got involved. Here's my question. You knew what was going on. Why did it take the FBI to bring this to light? Shouldn't the NCAA have known? They did know. Shouldn't they have done something about it to deter it? And the fact of the matter is they didn't. And so, you know, I think Mark Emmert might be a good guy. I think I love what he's saying right now. I am hopeful that when we first heard about this, I am hopeful that from that first day that this is the wake-up call, that we get it cleaned up. And while you won't be able to stop everything all the time, but at least you can get it cleaned up a little bit and have a little bit of dignity about you. This is the chance. If you don't do it now, you'll never do it. Correct. That being said, Zach, the NCAA knew about it. Why did the FBI have to do the NCAA enforcement's job? Why are we pretending like, oh, well, we knew. Everybody knew. You knew. I knew. The listeners knew.
Nobody wanted to do anything about it.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. It's simple as that.
Exactly right. So now, since the FBI got involved, now all of a sudden...
Whoa! We need to step it up a little bit.
Yeah. This is... And remember we asked Brad Brunell on the air about this. You know, what's going to happen here? What's going to... He didn't know, but I'm saying, like, this is your wake-up call.
Yep.
This is your, you know... I don't want to compare it.
To be clear, it's not Brad's wake-up call.
No, not Brad.
He's not doing anything
call.
Crazy.
No, this is college basketball, the industry's wake-up call.
Yes.
You're never going to stop every single rogue booster. There will be rogue boosters out there that will find a way to get involved in the programs and to do whatever. You know, that's going to happen. You're not going to stop that.
Yep.
But the institutionalized part of it, coaches, assistant coaches, shoe companies, the AAU stuff, there is that. And I told Brad Brunell when he had him on the air, this is a perfect example to say, hey, man, let's stop the AAU emphasis. And he knows his answer was, you know what? I know what you're saying. He goes, you might be right about it, but there's a lot of good AAU people out there. And there probably is. I don't doubt him on that. There probably is. But let's stop. Let's get it where the high school coach is imported again. High school basketball is imported again. And... You know, the coach's answer is going to be, well, I go to AAU game and see the top 40 players in a tournament in the country. That's fine. Watch more film. It didn't have to be this way. Do an all-star game. It didn't have to be this way. You don't have to. AAU is ruining college basketball. The fundamentals, how it's taught, how these guys go from team to team and game to game. Don't be shocked that guys transfer in college basketball because they're transferring to AAU teams right now and transferring from high schools to prep schools right now. Mm-hmm. Nothing's shocking about college basketball except for the fact that we pretended like we didn't know what was going on. The game has been corrupt. The game is sloppily played, poorly coached. Now's your chance. Clean it up. Let's add some integrity to it. Let's get back to some fundamentals aspects of it. Let's get back to where high school coaches are teaching again rather than somebody being able to put together, buy a team a bunch of uniforms and go take them all over the country and adding more corruption to it from AAU basketball.
And if I heard you correctly, they want to have real substantial change by tip-off of next season?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Hey, I know this. They've got a good woman in charge in Condi Rice. She'll do everything she can. I'm hopeful this is it. I'm hopeful that now, you know what? You know, it's a lot like someone that smokes all their life, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor said, man, you know what? You got some emphysema. You got some lung cancer. You got some things. We probably can help you here, but, man, you got to stop smoking.
Got to.
You know, you're overweight. You keep eating bad, whatever. You got to exercise. You got to exercise. You got to eat right. This is your wake-up call. You get a second chance. We didn't die. College basketball's not dead. But you've been given a wake-up call, a second chance at it. Now, regain confidence in your fan base. Take care of the one-and-done stuff, first of all.
Is that your biggest thing? That's the one you want to see done first?
No, my biggest thing is take care of AAU, and let's de-emphasize AAU and say, how can you do that? Well, do away with the summer recruiting. Say, we're not going again. Kids won't play AAU basketball all summer long, and it won't be a big influence if the coaches don't show up at every single gym all over the country all summer long.
Yeah.
So let's let the high schools be the site that you recruit at. Let the high school coach be involved. And then let's do it where three and done rather than one and done. Let's do like baseball. And here's the thing. Let them go pro early out of high school. Let's do the college baseball model. Isn't it ridiculous that baseball, football, and basketball have all different models for how you can go pro?
Doesn't it bother you, though, if you go out of – doesn't it hurt your sport? The better players go pro immediately?
Well, no, because the ones that go pro early, you're going to have two or three or four of those a year, and that's fine. But the ones, the other top 97 out of top 100 guys are going to be in the league, be in college basketball for 3 years. I'll gladly trade the top 3%, let you get those guys go. LeBron James needed to go.
Yeah.
Let those guys go pro.
Can you imagine LeBron James at, like, Duke? For 3 years?
For 3 years, see? Right. And then that way I get to watch them progress. They make academic progress towards a degree. They learn some things in school. They're student athletes again. Instead of me having to watch the McDonald's All-American game and figuring out who's going to be good in college basketball for next year and then Kentucky going where they're going through right now, you know?
Yeah.
So let's get 3 years. Go pro out of high school early if you want. Get 3 years. Let's clean that part of it up. Let's get the shoe companies out of it. I don't know how you do that. Let's get that part out of it. Maybe do it at the AAU level, maybe, or the high school level. Absolutely.
I'm in with that. I like it.
All right. But this is your chance. Show us. You told us. Now show us. All right, buddy. I'm off my soapbox.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Anytime I see Mark Emmert's name, I need to read it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you.
Buddy, we finish things up as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
We had Coach on yesterday at 8:25 after Paul. He did a great job with us. We thank him again for coming on. Just a gentle reminder to everybody listening. Clemson versus Notre Dame, 4 o'clock tomorrow in Little John. Get there early, be loud, be proud, be excited. It's a big game. Notre Dame's a team that's had some ups and downs throughout the season, but they are a dangerous team. They are a very, very good basketball team. It should be a great game tomorrow, 4 o'clock in Little John. We will see you there.
I thought of something else, by the way.
Oh, what's that?
My two-minute drill brought to you by AirNewNewNewNew.com. Sure. All real estate needs at AirNewNewNew.com.
AirNewNewNew. I can't do that as fast as you can.
Do it. AirNewNewNewNew.com.
I can't. It's a tongue twister for me.
Southern thing, man. We're so much smarter than normal people.
Of course.
And we speak better. I thought of one other thing, too.
We talk better.
Have sentencing guidelines. We do this in our legal world, that there's sentencing guidelines. let's say this, if you how many violations you have, you get this between this and this. You know what I'm saying? You can't have, because there's wildly inconsistent penalties. If it's this amount of dollars, I don't know if you do it by dollar figure, by cars, by jobs, by how many different levels you do it, but have some guidelines to where, you know what, man, hey, this is what you're facing now as a result. That makes sense?
I love it.
All right. Appreciate that. I'm glad I thought of that. My two